Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans, a ministry dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, inspiring, educating, and equipping believers to care for vulnerable children, and supporting those who have heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Here's your host, Sandra Flack.
So we are so excited to have you listening today. And I have two guests from one of our amazing Care Portal churches from right here in the Capital Region, from Liberty Church USA in Schenectady, the amazing Alyssa Dabrowalskis, which I can now spell without hesitation. Yay! She is the Care Portal point person for Liberty Church. And we have Pastor Dennis Graham Parker, the pastor at Liberty. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here.
Oh, it's a privilege to have you both on and to serve in this ministry with you. Liberty Church flew out of the gate when we launched Care Portal back in November 2018. You guys met the very first request, and since then, you've been knocking it out of the park ever since. And it's just an amazing impact you're having. For our listeners who might not know, Care Portal is a technology platform that connects child welfare agencies with local churches to meet the needs of local children and families in crisis. Basically, participating churches get requests for items that are needed to stabilize a family emailed right to their church, right to their point person, which is Alyssa's role. The church decides if they want to help meet that need, and if they do, they respond back through the email, deliver the items, connect with the family in crisis, and see where God takes that connection. So far, in 8 months, local churches have served over 320 Schenectady children by using the Care Portal network. So let's start off with Alyssa. Out of that 320, how many children has Liberty Church served?
Liberty Church has served just over 130 kids so far, but I hit up some garage sales this morning, and so that number will be going up very soon.
And the numbers go up weekly, really, even if they're not right away reflected on the Care Portal map, because we know churches are going out. Saturdays are a pretty popular delivery day for items. So that's really exciting. So I appreciate that. And Alyssa, would you explain for our listeners, what is your role as a point person? What does a point person do?
So as the point person for Liberty Church, I get an email whenever a need is entered into Care Portal. So I look at the needs that are available and I pick some that either we already have items for or that I think the church could fill. And I send out an email to our church letting them know what items we need and when we plan on delivering. And then I coordinate between the church members donating items, those delivering, as well as the caseworker who's handling the need and the family, and try to coordinate all those different pieces and get everything together and get it to where it needs to go.
So you're really engaging a significant part of your church body into this whole ministry.
We are. I've had the opportunity to talk in front of the church several times and kind of let them know what Care Portal is and give them updates about what we're doing. And every time we do that, I just see more and more people come forward that want to help with Care Portal, and different people either helping with deliveries or donating items, donating finances, praying for the ministry. So we've really been able to engage a lot of people in the church one way or another.
Fabulous. So Pastor Dennis, what impact has using Care Portal as a ministry tool had on your church?
So I want to start off just a little bit where Alyssa finished. The point person we found is a real key to the success of this ministry in the church. It's Alyssa's passion, and she's very articulate in front of people. She's super organized, and she has four kids and a very hardworking husband. And with all of that, because of her passion, she gets this thing done, and she does it with excellence. What the impact that it's had is it has mobilized people toward mission. You know, oftentimes we can speak and teach from the pulpit and people get really passionate and excited, but over time we can get what we call mission drift, and we have to bring people back and recenter them around what we're doing, but not only what we're doing, why. And so it really has mobilized people once again. It is also, I would say, use these words, it's increased our compassion quotient in the church, especially people who have gone out on deliveries. They're not just hearing about people less fortunate, but they're seeing it firsthand. And I think that has had an incredible impact. Any people that we've spoken to that have gone out on deliveries, I mean, it's an indelible impact.
Incredible. We'd love to hear that. So tell us, I'll ask this to Alyssa, and Pastor Dems will give you an opportunity to share some of this as well. But tell us, Alyssa, what are some of the connections that you have made, that you've seen made through your church meeting request through Care Portal?
One of the earliest connections we saw was with other churches. There was a need, I think it was one of the second or third needs that was put out, that we joined with three other churches to fill everything, and we're able to kind of work with some other point people. So that's been really awesome for me to see just churches coming together across denominational lines, you know, across the entire county, and some of them right outside of Schenectady County, coming together to do this, to reach out to the community. We've also seen a lot of connections with the caseworkers and staff at Department of Social Services. We had, at one of the times that I presented to the church, we actually have a caseworker who is a member at our church. And she stood up and told us how, you know, when they first heard about Care Portal, they were kind of hesitant that it's just, you know, another ministry coming in and it would fizzle out like everything else. But that they've been really surprised at how quickly we've responded and just how well everything has run. So that's been exciting to see, kind of a change in a New York State government organization and connecting them to local churches. And then probably my favorite connection, though, is with members of the community. One in particular, we've had a Care Portal recipient who has been attending our church for several months now. It's been really cool to see her grow, see her children grow, and she actually just signed up to do a Care Portal delivery. So it's really nice to see it kind of go full circle. And I think it's going to be a huge asset for our church because, you know, she's been in their shoes. So having, you know, it's not just these people from church coming in and doing it. It's somebody, you know, who's really, who's been there, who's needed the help, and now she's turning around and helping others. So.
And you've been able to build a friendship and really be a part of her support team, really coming alongside her as she's parenting her children and getting involved in ministries at your church.
Yeah, she's an amazing lady. You know, we spent the afternoon together on Monday, I think it was. Our kids went swimming at the pool, and my kids love her kids, and she's just such a joy to be around. So I think I've been blessed even more than we were ever able to bless her with beds. Just she's a great friend.
Yeah, and that's really the heart of Care Portal, is making those connections, and that's what happened through your church meeting her request for beds for her kids. That friendship has happened.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Now, Pastor Dennis, you have been yourself personally out on some of these Care Portal deliveries, so share with us some of your experiences from the field, so to speak.
It's been amazing. I mean, it's been such a mix of experiences. I remember the very first delivery I went on, actually with Tyler, Alyssa's husband, and we really had no clue what we were doing and what we were walking into. And three different churches showed up. So it was us and another two churches to deliver some things. And we got busy. You know, we had to put some bunk beds together, and it was still very cold outside, and we had to do it all outside. But honestly, it was a heartbreaking situation. It really was. And we were confronted all over again, what people have to face, what they go through daily. You know, we're doing this sometimes once or twice a week. We're helping some people out just for a few hours, but they are in this daily. So that was heartbreaking. I can say that there was a big difference from the time we arrived to the time we left, because in just a few short hours, right in their home, they saw a difference. They had beds that they didn't have. They had some food and some cleaning products they didn't have. You know, so it was a difference just in that short space of time. We've been into homes that are totally different. It's a very you know, happy atmosphere. You see a parent with a few children, and you can see she's been in or in a desperate situation, but she's catalyzing just a great atmosphere in her home. And I mean, you have to salute parents who are able to do that. You know, it was a time when we went into a home also with Tyler, and we had to put up some curtains. We had to deliver some linen and two beds, and we're just about finished. And we started looking around and counting the number of kids and counting the number of beds in the home. And we asked the mom, we said, "Don't you need more beds?" And she says, "Oh yeah, but you know, thank you for bringing these two." And again, with a collaboration with, you know, Alyssa and some other churches, we went along and got two more beds. And so we made sure that those basic needs were covered. And on the same day, it was the little girl's birthday. So we got to bring in some donuts and hang out with the family and sing happy birthday. And okay, that didn't have to do with any of the guys, I'm just going to be honest. That had to do with my wife. She did the touchy-feely stuff. And but it was just such a privilege to be able to be a part of that. You know, we get to walk into homes and just for a few short hours be a part of their world. And it really is mind-blowing. Sometimes we get to pray with the families. We ask their permission, can we pray with you. We tell them a little bit about our church, or maybe offer to bring them if that's an option. So and what's been amazing for myself is you know, I'm a dad and I want to be able to disciple my kids, and so I've had my kids go with me on a number of deliveries, and that's changed their paradigm totally. And that's a gift. That is a gift, because that doesn't happen automatically.
Yeah. So it sounds like men are pretty valuable in this ministry, because they're going to be the heavy lifters and putting together those beds. So who hung the curtains? Was it the women or the men who hung the curtains?
It was the guys.
It was. I'm impressed.
The guys hung the curtains, but were told how to hang them.
Oh, there you go. All right.
So it was a real collaboration, as teamwork.
I needed to clarify.
You know what? It's really one of those ministries, and I've seen this a number of times. Your whole family can get involved.
Yeah.
You know, the kids hang out with the kids, and the dads are helping, and the moms are in there helping as well. It really is. It's one of those ministries that you can get families involved. What are you doing Saturday morning? Okay, well, for 2 hours, can you come and do this with us? So again, there's not many things that you can serve God in this way.
Yeah, incredible. So Alyssa, what do you love about Care Portal?
That's a really hard question, because there's so many and we're limited on time.
Oh, go for it.
For me personally, and for us as a family, you know, Pastor Dennis just kind of touched on that. I have four kids currently, ages 4 to 11, and I'm always looking for things that we can serve together. And so I do take my kids, you know, they've helped me carry mattresses from BJ's. They went garage sailing with me today, and they were, you know, holding bags and looking for things that we needed. They've gone into houses with me, did a delivery on Saturday. My daughter was carrying mattresses alongside me and helping make beds. And so I love that I can serve with my kids. For us as a family as well, we were foster parents for 10 years. And I saw firsthand the heartbreak for kids when they're removed from their homes. And that's just, there will always be trauma, no matter how great the foster home is. There's just always trauma from being separated from your family. So I like that we can hopefully prevent some of those situations, or reconnect families, so that for these kids, ideally they never have to go into that situation, or, you know, if they do, it's only temporary, that we can keep those families together. So that's another thing personally. But as a church, as the body of Christ, I love how Care Portal just makes the logistics of reaching out to your community so simple. We live in a day and age where people don't necessarily know their neighbors. They don't get outside their houses. There's, you know, just kind of a, you're not really sure about, you know, the people next door or the church down the road. And so having these needs emailed right to a point person, you've got in our case, it's Schenectady County caseworkers that are vetting the needs, making sure they're legitimate. So it's not just, you know, somebody who's kind of stopped at all the churches on the block to ask for something. We know that, you know, it's legitimate there. It just makes the logistics of reaching out to the community and being the hands and feet of Christ so simple. So that's some of my favorites.
I love that. And they really are. There's such a vast majority of the requests that come in are preventative in nature. If some items such as a set of bunk beds can be provided for a family, it oftentimes stabilizes a situation and children can stay with their family as opposed to being removed and placed into foster care. So that's a really big piece of it. So I love the fact that you highlighted that. So Pastor Dennis, what would you say to other pastors about using Care Portal as a ministry tool?
Again, I could say a lot, and sometimes I wouldn't be polite, but honestly, we know people, and people love to gather around a cause. And that's a good thing, because this is a cause that is close to the heart of God. Psalm 89:14 says that righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Righteousness described as right relationship with the Father, and justice being right relationship with our neighbor. And here we have an opportunity to reach our neighbors. Now, there are many phenomenal organizations that are serving physical needs, and it's necessary, and they do great work. We get to serve physical needs, but it doesn't just have to end there. We also have an opportunity to connect them with Jesus. We can be the direction arrow. We can be the people that maybe bring them to church. We can, you know, connect with them from the base or platform of the church. So we are serving in both righteousness and justice. If we're connecting them with Jesus, we're connecting them with God. And if we're connecting with them, serving their needs, then it's the justice side. So it's both righteousness and justice. And then added to that, we also get to disciple people in the church around the values of the throne of God, of righteousness and justice. You know, it's only the Church of Jesus Christ that can connect people with God in that way. So we need to take our responsibility very, very seriously. You know, Jesus is very straight. He's clear. He doesn't mess around with our responsibility to serve those less fortunate than us. So this is a conduit, a technology that helps us be the hands and feet of Jesus on the earth, right in our very communities.
So we're growing the network of churches throughout Schenectady County. We're always looking to add churches to partner with us in this ministry, so that, you know, we've got about seven, eight churches in Schenectady right now. We need to grow that network. We don't want to burn out any one or two churches by meeting all of these requests that the county's putting in. So to your neighboring churches throughout Schenectady County, what would you say to them? Would you invite them into this? Is this something that you would recommend every church get involved in?
Absolutely. Churches of any size can get involved, because this is a thing with Care Portal that we can all do something. We can all do something. We can all get involved somewhere. You know, some churches and some individuals can give a lot and others can give a little, but together we can make a large impact, whether that be, you know, donating items, or just, it may be just going out on deliveries and, you know, delivering beds and putting up curtains or whatever the case is. So I would say do it as soon as possible if you want to see an impact in your congregation.
And Alyssa had alluded to the collaboration where churches are coming together and meeting needs together, because when the county caseworker enters request into the system, the email doesn't just go out to one church, it goes out to multiple churches that are participating in Care Portal throughout that region, throughout that community. So several churches are going to get the same request, and through the system, the point person can see what other churches are responding. So if it's a request for a set of bunk beds and some bedding, one church might be able to provide the bunk beds, another church might be able to provide the bedding, and then you work together to go make that delivery. So are you seeing a lot of that church collaboration where maybe churches haven't worked together before?
I've been in ministry for over 20 years, and this is the most collaboration I've seen amongst churches in 20 years of Wow. serving people less fortunate.
Wow.
And I can't argue with that. You know, we've discussed this with our elders, and it makes their brains explode when they see the impact, you know, churches coming together. There's nothing bad I have to say about this. And, you know, we've been doing it for long enough now to see any possible pitfalls, any hidden things or anything like that. There is none of that. It is what you see, and what it is us being able to serve our community and connect them with Jesus.
Oh, I love that. So Justice for Orphans is what we call the implementing partner for Care Portal. That means we recruit and train the churches, actually both the county that wants to partner with us and the churches. We provide and actually pay for the Care Portal technology for the churches to use. And we continuously grow the network of churches and manage that network. And the work multiplies with each county that we launch. We began in Schenectady County, and we're so excited to announce that starting in September, actually on September 26th, we're launching Albany County. So we're very excited about that, and we want to just see this impact grow throughout the capital region. So let me ask Alyssa, because I know sometimes people who are just starting to hear about Care Portal, they don't really understand what Justice for Orphans and Care Portal have to do with each other and how that works. But Alyssa, what would you say about your perspective on Justice for Orphans and Care Portal?
I am so grateful that Justice for Orphans, and really you, Sandra, just followed the call to bring Care Portal to the area. It has been just a huge game changer in Schenectady. And I think because, you know, you hear Care Portal, you don't hear Justice for Orphans behind it, but we wouldn't have Care Portal in Schenectady County if it weren't for your organization. So I would just encourage people to, you know, you can support both of them. You know, again, by supporting Justice for Orphans, you're helping to make Care Portal possible, not only in Schenectady County, but we're seeing it spread to Albany and hopefully, you know, over time, more and more counties. But that is going to require, you know, more and more support of Justice for Orphans as well. So by supporting one, you're really supporting the other. So,
yeah. So I appreciate that you pointed that out. And I'll ask this to Pastor Dennis, because what happens is our nonprofit actually pays Care Portal for the use of the platform, which technology can be a pricey game, right? But we're paying for that, and we have a fee for every county that we launch in, and it's an annual fee. So we do ask churches to partner with us and to invest in Justice for Orphans to help us cover these costs. So Pastor Dennis, why do you believe it would be important for churches to invest in Justice for Orphans so that we can continue to provide the Care Portal network?
You know, I'm super passionate about this, actually, because as human beings, we invest in our priorities. Jesus is at best. You know, where our treasure is, that's where our heart is. And, you know, I would say to anybody, we have to invest in what Justice for Orphans is doing. And what we're doing then is we're investing in the sustainable, long-lasting effectiveness of Care Portal in our communities. And this is where I want to applaud you, Sandra, and Justice for Orphans, is that you took the first step, invested, put yourselves out there because you had the initial vision. And I agree with Alyssa. We are forever grateful that you know, you hosted this meeting. You said, hey, have you heard about this thing called Care Portal? This has incredible potential. And I can stand here now, a number of months later, saying, you were absolutely right. We followed the vision and we invested. And I would say for any church, it's a small initial investment. I'd say if any church can gather what they need to gather to invest in Justice for Orphans so that we can keep Care Portal going and multiplying in our counties, in our state. And the impact when we come together can be massive. And, you know, we mentioned 330 odd children that have been impacted. And it's not even 1 year down the line. Imagine 5 years, 10 years, multiple counties. And for a church, an initial small investment broken up over a number of months, I mean, for me, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, because that was, it was a step of faith for us to implement this, because we knew going in our small nonprofit really could not cover the cost for this. We would need to ask the churches to partner with us with a monthly financial gift. And we're so grateful for Liberty Church. It's been very faithful in supporting that and several other churches as well. And we continue to ask that of other churches, the churches that partner with us now. And we're seeing that impact, because not only are we impacting the county and we're impacting children and families in the county, and the churches that are participating are benefiting as well. And Care Portal not only tracks the number of children served, but the economic impact that the churches are having. And in the 8 months where we've seen over 320 children served in Schenectady County just so far, there's also been an economic impact of over $97,000. And that's dollars saved by the county, because children are not going into foster care. And if they're in foster care, they're coming out of foster care sooner. So it's such an incredible investment all the way around.
Truly.
So as we wrap up, I'll start with Alyssa. Any last thoughts about Care Portal that you'd like to share?
Yes, I had two kind of come to me as we were talking. One is to expand on a question you had asked Pastor Dennis about other churches getting involved. It's definitely a huge help to spread, you know, there's so many needs, and to spread that across many churches is easier to fill. But also, the more churches we have available, the more options there are for these families to attend churches or to get involved in a local church body. And for many of the families we serve, you know, they don't necessarily have transportation. So if we can get more churches involved across Schenectady County, so that maybe they're attending a church that's only a couple blocks away, it would make a family more likely to just get involved in that church and to be able to do more. And that's Tasha that I spoke about earlier. She was initially served by a church in Malta, and you know, they alerted us that she wanted a church that was more local, and I'm so grateful for that she had somewhere closer that she could go. So I'd love to see more churches get involved for that reason as well, that for these families to have a lot of churches that they know are really you know, just involved and care about serving their communities. And then the other thing, I think I'd shared this story with you a few days ago, Sandra. Something that hit me a few months ago is we had some friends staying over, and my daughter was sleeping on an air mattress for about 3 days. And by the end of 3 days, you know, we were in the basement sleeping on this air mattress. It's a finished basement, so, you know, don't worry too much. But it was just cold air, and she had, you know, she was pretty much sick by the end of 3 days. And it hit me that, you know, beds are the number one need on Care Portal. And if my daughter felt this way after 3 days, how were all these children that we served feeling, or parents for that matter, feeling after, you know, potentially months or who knows how long of sleeping on air mattresses or sleeping on the floor? And, you know, something that I take for granted so often, just simple as getting into a bed at night, can change somebody's life. If you're not getting a good night's sleep, you're not going to do well in school. You're going to have trouble at work. So for these parents who, you know, might be having trouble holding a job or just trouble with different things that in life, if they're not sleeping well, it's making it worse. And for their kids, you know, they're not going to have that success in school. And so there's always something someone can do. And when you really kind of think about it as a mom, and how I want to provide for my kids, if I can help these moms who want to try so desperately to provide for their kids, why wouldn't I do whatever I could to make that happen? So.
Yeah. And thank you for pointing that out, Alyssa. Beds are the number one requested item, not only in Schenectady County that we're seeing here, but it's really nationwide where CarePortal is active in 20 states across the country, and beds are a huge request. And at any point, and I would invite our listeners who maybe want to learn more about CarePortal and what we're talking about today, you can go to careportal.org. You can click on the map. There's a spot where you can click on map, click on New York State, zoom into Schenectady County, because right now we have Schenectady County Department of Children and Families entering requests into the system. And if you zoom in on Schenectady County, you can see the actual requests on the map. They come up as little red exclamation points, and you can click on those exclamation points and actually read what the requests are and what that really looks like. And at any given time, there's an average of about 15 requests in the care portal system for Schenectady County. So, and that's another reason why it's so important that we have even more church involvement, because the more churches involved, the more requests can get met. But really what that boils down to is the more children served. And that's what we want to see. So thank you for sharing that, Alyssa. And I'll throw that same question out to Pastor Dennis as we wrap up. Share with us any thoughts that you want to make sure our listeners hear.
We can't underestimate the witness for Jesus that this is being. Alyssa spoke about a lady who is a caseworker, and she's a member of our church. And this is having an incredible witness in the department. So we must never, ever underestimate that. You know, we can also never tell the long-term impact this is having in people's homes. They will almost never forget that one day, just for a few hours, these random people coming into their home and providing a bed. And we've heard Alyssa speak about what an impact that will make. I know what I'm like if I haven't slept. I can just imagine over weeks and months if people haven't slept properly. But here's the thing. We can never tell the enormity of the impact that it can actually make. The Bible says, one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. So this is really a necessity for churches and individuals in churches to come together and make an impact that we can't even fully conceive, but the Lord does.
Well, we love the impact that Liberty Church is having in Schenectady, and we just thank you guys for being part of our Care Portal network, and thank you both, Alyssa and Pastor Dennis, for being on the show today.
My pleasure. And thank you for all that you're doing to bring Care Portal to the Capital District.
Absolutely. Well, so fantastic.
Grateful for your whole congregation that steps up and provides those items and makes those deliveries every week. And you're such an active church that's really embraced this ministry and made it a huge part of what your church does for ministry right in your community. So thank you so much for all that you're doing. And to let our listeners know, we need Albany and Schenectady County churches to join our network of Care Portal churches. And you can learn more about Care Portal, and you can enroll your church by simply going to careportal.org. We also want to give a shout out of thanks. We're working on our upcoming banquet, our annual fundraising banquet for Justice for Orphans, to help us to provide programs like Care Portal throughout the Capital Region. And that event is this September 19th. And we want to thank another church who actually is way down in Greene County, just south of Albany County. They've stepped up and they've sponsored a half a table, and that is Gospel Community Church of Coxsackie, New York. And we want to give them a shout out of thanks, because they're actually the church that Justice for Orphans was birthed in many years ago, back in the day, before we even realized all God was going to do with the ministry. So we want to thank Gospel Church for their support, and we want to thank you for listening today. I'm Sandra Fleck, your host of Orphans No More. You can find more episodes of this podcast on our website by going to justicefororphansny.org. You can also find it on iTunes and Google Play by searching for the show Orphans No More. Please be sure to follow the podcast, subscribe to it, share it on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Justice for Orphans. JFO is a nonprofit ministry on a mission to inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27. Let's be the hands and feet of Jesus for children in need. And do that in whatever way God calls you to, and maybe it is by getting your church involved in Care Portal. To learn more, to contact us, or to donate online, visit us at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for listening to Orphans No More, for sharing what you've heard, and praying for vulnerable children everywhere. We hope you are inspired to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. For more information, visit justicefororphansny.org.